This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Let's celebrate us. Of course, this was more my idea than Schman's. But I said, let's just take ourselves to a fabulous sushi restaurant with your brother, because Schman's brother lives out here, and let's live it up. So we did. We went to Yamashiro, LA, very famous spot. I actually had thought that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills had filmed there. Turns out I was wrong. That was another restaurant. But Kill Bill was filmed there. And it was, oh my God, it did not disappoint. The atmosphere did not disappoint in any way, shape, or form. It was beautiful. It sits up in the Hollywood Hills. It's right behind, if you've been to Los Angeles and you've ever seen the Magic Castle, which, by the way, for anyone listening, I want to go to the Magic Castle in Los Angeles, and it's invite only. What is the Magic Castle? It is this castle in the heart of Hollywood, okay? Part of it's a hotel, part of it's a restaurant, I think. Maybe there's even residents there. You have to be a damn magician to get in. Like a legit magician. You don't have to like David Blaine style your way in. You have to be a magician and you're like, I don't know, I think you're reviewed by the magician board or whatever. I'm assuming probably people like David Blaine and, oh my God, who's the other guy there? I don't know, you know. Anyway, you know, all those people that are magicians, Penn and Teller. You know, whatever they do. Siegfried and Roy, did they ever create magic or they just brought out the tigers? Whatever. I want to go. I'm obsessed with magic. I'm obsessed with invite only. And how do I get in? Are you a member of the Magic Castle? Hit me up. You can come on the podcast. You can talk about any magic trick you want. I don't give one lick. I want to go to the Magic Castle so badly. So if you know anybody, I'm trying to get in there. But Yamashiro is like sits like kind of like right behind it. It's up and it looks over Los Angeles and you can see the Griffin Observatory to your left. Stunning. The service was amazing. Everybody was so kind, so sweet. The sushi, I almost feel like it's you get spoiled. Look at me. I've been here like I'll be here 3 months, April 20th. And I'm like, oh, you know, you get spoiled when you live in L.A. But you do, like out here, there's so many amazing sushi spots. So compared to some of the great sushi we've already had, it wasn't my favorite. It really wasn't. They put truffle sauce on a lot of things. I'm not a big, like I like truffles and I like truffle sauce and pasta. I'm not a big fan of truffle anything else. Is anybody else like, don't you feel like the truffle trend is like overdone? I'm done with it. So it wasn't, the food was not my favorite. My God, the dust out here in California. But the atmosphere was great. Everybody was so sweet. They had made this little like red velvet cake for KJ and his birthday. He screamed the entire time. Thank God for Coco Melon. You know, we put that on our cell phones and it like entertains him. Oh my God. I mean, what did our parents do? I guess it's why my parents used to love Pizza Hut. And like, it was like a family event we all looked forward to because it was literally the only place they could go where it didn't really matter if we behaved like shit and threw our food all over the floor. And it is so true when you're a parent and they see you coming in now with like a newborn or like a one-year-old like we have, they sit you in the corner. Everywhere we go in LA, they sit us in the corner. Excuse me, okay? And Schman goes, well, what do you expect? We rolled up in a Subaru. And I said, it's a 21, all right? For God's sake, it's a new addition, thank you. It's not like we drove that Subaru across the country and it's like banged up, okay? It's a brand new addition. It's a brand new Ascent, you know? Cinnamon brown pearl, by the way. It ain't shit brown, so get it straight. Anyhow, they just, you know, they really do center you out. You know, I was looking for courtyard seating, not in the corner. I was upset. I should have spoken up, but then, you know, KJ really acted terribly. So maybe best we were over there. Anyway, I do not appreciate that here in LA. They really do prioritize, like, the way you look. You know, it's a city of looks. But I'll tell you what, I am used to sitting at the center of the restaurant. Now I've got, you know, this little one who's very vocal and yelling. We had a good birthday with him, though. I was very proud of us. We managed to just buy him a couple of small gifts. You know, we're not going crazy with the gifts. Just a few small gifts. We celebrated us. We got a little 4-inch smash cake for KJ, who went to town on that. And, you know, my brother-in-law is so lovely and sweet. So we had him over for pizza and we just chilled out. And we did laundry, really, for KJ. The ultimate birthday gift for KJ, really, is clean pants. That is the ultimate. So thank you all for the sweet birthday wishes. It's truly surreal and a dream come true. And I'm starting to work on baby number two. Well, okay. I say that and a lot of people have started. You guys have DM'd me and you're like, are you guys trying? Like, how's it going? Okay. We're going to be trying like starting this summer. But I'm curious, you know, I had a C-section and my maternal fetal medicine, my high risk OBGYN, said you should wait a minimal of 9 months. You know, really let your C-section scar heal. And I have to say, I'd still like felt like some sensitivity in my lower abdomen, even still on and off now, but far less now after 1 year. So I'd be curious, like when you started trying for your second one. I know when you're younger, you know, you can kind of whip them out like 6 months later, especially if you had a vaginal birth. But I want to start this summer. It seems like everybody advises 12 to 16 months. I'm not waiting 16 months. That's on the high end. But I want to make sure like I'm feeling good. So I'm heading back to acupuncture. And you know me. I mean, I would go live from our bedroom when we were having sex. But Schman is not down. Okay. He is not down. I always try to read all of your DMs. So any advice that you have on the second one, you know, I try to be very health conscious. I'm still taking my prenatals. You know, and TMI, you know, like my periods come back, but it's not like the same. Did that impact you having baby number two? Your body really goes through a lot of changes. It's not as heavy and long as it used to be. Do you guys want me to tweet out a picture of the tampons like at this point? I'm kidding. Oh God, I kid. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive. And this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you looking for a brand new shampoo, a hair routine that not only involves like great shampoo that's customized to your exact hair type, but then supplements to add it? Well, introducing Pros. Pros is a brand new sponsor to the Sarah Fraser Show. And I actually just went to their website and I took the quiz and I have a customized shampoo and conditioner on the way. So first, Pros starts by asking you as a person in depth, a consultation that you do online to actually find like the best type of shampoo and conditioner for you. Now, I was actually introduced to this by my hairdresser, my longtime gal, Pam Jam. Pam is amazing with hair. You all know her in the DMV area. She said, you should check out Pros, and then Pros became a sponsor of the Sarah Fraser Show. So after you take that in-depth analysis, Pros analyzes all the answers and determines what unique blend of ingredients you need in every single project, in every single custom product to create a routine. And then together, Pros gets all your hair goals covered. I love it. They're a carbon neutral certified B Corp. Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All of their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. I love it. If you're not 100% positive about Pros and that it's hair care, any of their products, they will take them back. No questions asked. Pros is healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth health hair consultation. I did mine. Get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/TSFS. That's PROSE.com/TSFS for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Also check out Organifi. Organifi has amazing blends that are made from like their herbs, like vitamins, mushroom based, and they help you with energizing your body. But not only that, they help you replenishing your natural organisms that can cause you to be depleted, right? So a lot of us are not getting the vegetables, the nutrients that we need every single day. And that is where Organifi comes into play. I love Organifi. If you want to see exactly what is in their formulas and ingredients, you can go to their website and you can check it out there. You can use my code Organifi.com/TSFS for 20% off your order. Start today in order. I love using their green tea blend. You put a scoop of it in a smoothie, in a plant-based protein drink that you like, water. You can even add it to water and then boom, you just put it right in there and it's amazing. High quality ingredients. You choose the highest quality plant-based ingredients for optimal health. Each blend is science-backed to craft the most effective doses with ingredients that are organic and free of fillers and when possible contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. Lots of times caffeine isn't doing it. Those sugar Red Bull drinks aren't doing it. Well, get all natural energy boosts. They also taste great. I know Schman's been using the vanilla pea-based protein powder. He loves that in his smoothie. And they have all kinds of different products. Go check out their Organifi green juice. You can also check out their red juice, which is a recharge your mind and body. They have kind of different formulas for different things. That's beet-based, which I loved, and Organifi gold. Get the rest you need with the most soothing ingredients. I've been taking it every morning, and I really do enjoy it. They taste great, and they mix right in. Go to Organifi, that's Organifi.com/TSFS. Get 20% off your order. Tell me how you like Organifi. Also, because I never endorse diets, it is not a diet or a fast routine. This is just something that you add so you're getting more nutrients and supplement. Go to Organifi.com/TSFS. Also, I wanted to give 2 career updates. So I have started a stand-up comedy class out here. I don't even want to say it. There are things about my career that I'm going to keep secret because I share too much, okay? I share too much. And of course, so many of you have been following me forever. You're invested in this and you're like, well, what happened to this project? What happened to that? Oy vey. You know, in entertainment, you do a lot of things and some work out and some don't. All right. The podcasting thing has really stuck for me. I produce my podcast. I produce other shows. That one seems to be, I get calls all the time about that one. be coming out here as a TV host for auditioning and doing stand-up is something I've said for years on this podcast. It's something, it's kind of like my last fear to overcome and prove to myself I can do it. The biggest obstacle I have is really I can't stay up past 9 o'clock. So I'm going to have to see if I can perform at drag brunches maybe every weekend. And can I go on at 7? Like if I could go on at 7 and be home by 8:30, which apparently out here I hear from other comics, like the way that you get set time and stuff and stage time is you have to stay around and like cheer for other comics. Oh my God. What in the world? Look, I can't. Okay. I have a kid. I'm trying to get knocked up. And by the way, I go to bed at 8:59. I mean, you know, can we network at 4 before you go on? So anyhow, I'll keep you posted on that. And I had a TV audition. I put this up on my TikTok. I've had a couple of those since I've been here. And I felt really good about this one. Every time I do them, I feel more confident. But it's just, it's interesting being in the business because you see, and even doing this comedy class with other people, you know, you see the struggle of this business so much. It's so hard to get on television. You know, in the role that you want, right? Like, I want to do like a certain type of TV hosting. And so, you know, when you truly see how few of those jobs there are, it's kind of crazy, which is why I've continued to build my own. And I still will.